Yeah, hi, and good evening. I was wanting to ask you, gentlemen, if you knew about a Science Journal show some decades ago about the brain drain, where they ended up with interviewing one of the astronauts who said that the Apollo mission was a cover for a plan to re-inhabit Mars by terraforming Mars, and they had bases on the dark side of the moon. And further to that, the temperature of the film, wouldn't it, the film shatter or melt because the cameras weren't insulated, and there's no descent, ascent smoke from the liftoff engine. Would that engine burning fuel not leave a plume of some sort?
That's a very good point. Very good. In fact, there's 2 points on this one. The show you're referring to was called Alternative 3.
Yes, right.
And it was shown, and it was actually what we would call today a drama documentary.
Okay.
It was shown in the mid-1970s in Britain. It created quite a stir. It's almost as big a stir as the Da Vinci Code is causing at the moment. It was fiction. The author of the follow-up book, Leslie Watkins, who now lives in New Zealand, stated quite categorically that he had written the show based on fact, but as a fictionalized version. It was a drama, and a very good one, too. And there was an astronaut interviewed in it. I think his name was Dave Grodin or something similar to that. If you watch the show, at the end of the show, the cast list was shown, as after all dramas, a cast list is shown. They were actors. The whole thing was a dramatized version of events. Now, one of the things shown was the terraforming of Mars. This is in the mid-1970s, and there was alleged film of this terraforming. Alternative 3, just so that one understands exactly what it is, there was an Alternative 1 and Alternative 2. It's based on global warming. If global warming is going to make this planet uninhabitable, it was necessary to start having some alternatives. Alternative 1 involved exploding a nuclear bomb in the upper atmosphere to blow a hole and let the heat out. This actually did happen. Nuclear explosions did take place in the upper atmosphere over Johnson Island in the Pacific and by the Russians over Siberia. And we now know, obviously, that that's not something that is going to work particularly well. Alternative 2 was the construction of underground bases and tunnels in order that the elite, whoever they may be, could live safely under the surface of the Earth and continue to survive when the surface got uninhabitable. We know that there are such things as underground bases. At Cheyenne Mountain, certain areas of Nevada have big underground bases, but they couldn't build them fast enough to hold enough people. So Alternative 3 was the terraforming of Mars to create a new habitable planet for the human race to emigrate to when this planet became uninhabitable. And on the way, the moon was to be used as a staging post, and that is where all the scientists were supposed to be going. Because the program was to do with the missing scientists.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
I tried to find that book. It took me several months to locate, and it said on it, I guess it said political theory or something like that. And then there was a republication where it said fiction. But the other one was more like a political analysis thing, almost like they were picking up clues here and there. Is there any chance that the disinformation people might be leaking something to see if they could turn it into fiction so that people wouldn't believe it if it was true?
It was based on a great deal of research that there were three authors of the book. The main author and the main writer was a guy called Leslie Watkins, and he did have a great deal of information, and some of it was quite accurate. What he said at the time, following the fairly large row that followed, I mean, questions were asked in the British House of Parliament about this. That's how convinced people were. He said, "I was surprised how close we got." And a lot of people felt that he got far too close and that he must have access to secret information. Now, whether he did or not, I don't know. All I do know is that the information he presented in nearly 30 years ago has turned out in many cases to be remarkably accurate in his speculation, which he admitted that he did at the time.